家好，欢迎收听可可英语笑话专栏。今天的生词有 spoil 宠溺 date on 溺爱 tantrum 发脾气 but the teacher cried. The six-year-old John was terribly spoiled. His father knew it, but his grandma doted on him. He hardly left her side.And when he wanted anything, he either cried or threw a temper tantrum. Then came his first day of school, his first day away from his grandmother's loving arms. When he came back home from school, his grandma met him at the door. Was school all right? She asked. Did you get along all right? Did you cry? Cry?John asked, No, I didn't cry, but the teacher did. 但是老师哭了。六岁的小约翰娇生惯养，他爸爸知道这一点，可是他的奶奶很溺爱他，他简直离不开奶奶。而且当他想要什么东西的时候，他要么哭闹，要么就发脾气。终于，他要第一次去上学了。第一次离开奶奶温暖的臂弯。当他从学校回到家时，奶奶就在门口等他。在学校一切都好吗？奶奶问。你过得怎么样？哭了吗？
哭？
约翰问。不，我没有哭，不过老师哭了。我们来看一下词汇。Spoil 溺爱，它还有损坏的意思。It would spoil my reputation. 这会损害我的名誉。She spoiled a soup with too much salt. 她搁了太多的盐，把这道汤给毁了。Spoil 还有破坏性质的意思。Rain spoiled the picnic. 下雨天使野餐变得兴味索然。Dote on, 溺爱，喜爱。Children doted on him, and he would play with them and tell them stories. 孩子们十分喜欢他，他也是总是和他们一起玩，给他们讲故事。Dote 还有智力衰退的意思。She began to dote right after her 91st birthday.他一过91岁生日就开始头脑糊涂了。Tantrum, 发脾气，这是个名词。Be in a tantrum, 再发脾气。Small children have occasional tantrums when they don't get what they want. 小孩子们没有得到想要的东西，有时会耍脾气。Either or,或者或者 Either 是个常用的词，可以表示任意的每一方。 You may read either book. 两本书中你可以随便读哪一本。 Flowers bloom on either side of the walk. 小道两旁盛开的花朵。 Loving 充满深情的。 A loving friend.亲爱的朋友 A child needs two loving parents 孩子需要慈爱的双亲 Loving 还有热爱的意思 Peace loving people 热爱和平的人民它还有细心周到的意思 She looked after her little sisters with loving care 她关心备至地照看她的小妹妹们Get along, 进展。The patient is getting along very well. 病人情况良好。此外，这个短语还有过活的意思。Get along on a small income. 靠微薄的收入过活。它还有上年纪的意思。My father is getting along and doesn't see too well anymore. 我父亲上了年纪，视力不如从前了。